Meanwhile, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Here we are again with our midweek program in this series of features that we think are sometimes educational, sometimes enlightening.
Wednesday we usually have our door prize. We draw a number from the basket here and award somebody a huge salami. Lucky studio guest.
Want to do that first?
Let's do that first. Okay. It is Wednesday.
Get the big basket with all the ticket stubs on it over here.
Let's see who wins the huge salami this week.
One me this time.
Mary, you wanted to select one?
Yes, my escutcheon is clean.
Right.
I remember last time that you boys drew it, everyone complained.
Well, I know it did.
At least, you know, I don't have any axe to grind.
Nope.
Nor do I, am I engaged in the salami business.
Right.
Or have I met anyone in the audience before? Here, I'll just reach in.
You don't even like salami, is that right?
I don't care for it.
Okay.
Not a minute.
Okay, what number are you going to choose?
Number
7?
Yes.
1-3-3-6-2-4.
3-3-6-2-4.
Yes, me.
It's you.
Yes.
Well,
I knocked over the chair. I'm so excited.
There
I don't
again.
Want it, though.
Coincidence has played an important part in the program. Well, maybe you'd like to give it to someone who looks deserving, or do you want to draw another number?
Let me draw another.
Okay.
Where do you have this salami? It seems like it's right here. It's on the present.
Yeah, well, it is here in the studio. Huh? 73264.
That's me.
Do you know us, sir? Have you ever seen us before?
Yes, I know you. You're Bob and the
well,
other
I know,
Ray.
But
I've seen pictures of you.
But you never met us. And
we've seen you at store openings.
We've never had any conversation. There's no collusion here.
No.
That you know of.
No.
All right, Mary, would you present it with
right.
a gift? Our door prize, sir. Huge salami.
It's over there, back to the radiator.
Of course, having won that, sir. Well, please don't cut it up now, sir, huh?
Oh, no, I want it. Look, that's one thing about me. I'm very generous. I'm generous to a fault. Everybody in this studio is going to have a piece of this.
Well, I know. Well, couldn't you wait until after?
No, we don't want it. We appreciate it, sir.
You're all going to have a piece because I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. And know that I had a huge salami and didn't share it with all my studio friends.
You're a great humanitarian, and our thanks to you for playing our door prize game.
Thank you very much, Bob and Ray.
I guess you all know what that music means.
What?
It means we bought the record, buddy.
Oh.
Yes, it's time now for Mr. Science. Yes, Mr. Science, as he's visited by his little friend, Jimmy Schwab, from next door. Now to his downstairs workshop, Mr. Science.
No. Why, hello, Jimmy. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Science.
Well,
it's good to see you up and around, sir. We're all terribly sorry to...
Well, I'm feeling much better now, Jimmy, after getting over that sore toe when I dropped the anvil on it.
Yeah, my father said you were loaded.
Today, Jimmy, I suppose you want to know what we're going to take up in the scientific world.
Golly, yes, Mr. Science. I can hardly wait.
Jimmy, you see this pail I have here?
Yes.
I want you
Golly,
to...
is that a pail?
That's an empty pail, no.
Wait till I tell the kids at school I saw one of those. Golly.
Wait a minute. We're going to demonstrate centrifugal force.
Centrifugal force.
Right.
I'd tell a gang at school and the teacher, too, that I saw some centrifugal force.
Well, I'm sure your teacher will be glad you're learning about this, Jimmy, because it's something that affects us in our daily lives more times than we think. Now, I have this empty pail. I'm going to swing it over my head.
Holy cat, Mr. Science.
You
be
observe.
Careful when you do that.
Observe and tell me what you see, Jimmy.
But are you going to fill it up, Mr. Science?
No, I'm doing it empty first.
What does that prove, Mr. Science?
Well, you didn't see me put anything in the pail, did you, Jimmy?
No.
Now I'm going to fill it with water.
Oh, boy. Oh, easy.
Jimmy, did you...
Is that water coming out of the faucet?
That's right.
Oh, wait till I tell the kids at school I saw that.
Now, have you ever wondered, Jimmy, as the Earth spins on its axis every day, why the rivers don't fall off?
Holy cat, no, but...
Well, that's what we're going to prove to you right now, Jimmy. Now, the pail is full of water, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to swing it over my head. You'll observe that the water will stay in the pail.
Holy cats, why is that, Mr. Science?
Centrifugal force, Jimmy.
Centrifugal force.
Right. Here I go.
Oh, you hit me, you
sorry,
bully.
My aim was a little bad there, Jimmy.
I just tell my father about you, Mr. Science. Every time you do that...
Right through the window. Well, anyway, you can tell your father, too, that you've learned about centrifugal
force. Holy
cats. From Mr. Science. And next, the sometimes feature we call Parade of Professions.
You know, that title disturbs me.
Well, if you can think of anything else to call it, we'll change it. But anyway, tonight's Parade of Professions guest is Manny Danko. Mr. Danko, would you tell us something about what it is you do?
With pleasure. I'm a guy that drives a starting car at horse races.
You mean the car that has those kind of wings on each side?
That's right.
And you drive down the track in front of the horses until they're lined up. Then you fold the wing things there and let the horses break into their racing base.
That's right, yeah.
Well, it must be exciting work, sir.
It was real exciting one time. I goofed. And I got the car into reverse. Backed right into all those horses.
Oh, that's terrible.
Another thing might be interesting to tell you on a radio interview like this is I drive the car home after work, see? Down a six-lane express highway. And I keep the wings spread out. You'd be surprised how it cuts down on the traffic problem.
Hey, Mr. Hadley, has Phil Rizzuto heard your fascinating story yet? He might like to do a feature interview with you on evening sports time here at CBS Radio.
Well, I gave him a call the other day, but he seemed kind of lukewarm about it. He used the same express highway as I do, you know.
Well, I see. Well, many thanks for dropping by tonight, Manny, with your colorful story, and I'm sure we'll... We'll not miss you.
Thanks a lot.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Bechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Lawrence, Mug Mellish, and the Dean of the Interstellar Space Academy and followed the strange wire from the dean's office to the home of Akbar, the mysterious inventor, who has developed a machine to make people laugh, a machine with which he hopes to conquer the world. Now, in the home of Akbar, Lawrence, Mug, and the dean are experimenting with the machine as we hear.
Oh. Turn it off, Dean.
Yes, all right. My, this is an amazing invention.
I'm glad you liked it, Dean.
Akbar, we must have that for our academy.
Well, as I...
This must not fall into the hands of an unfriendly power.
Well, as I said, I've had several offers for the rights to the machine, Lawrence, but maybe if it can be used by the academy, I could be, well, I could be talked into giving it.
See, it isn't that we would use it, Akbar. It's that we would take it and put it away.
Yeah, keep it while it's safe from the wrong hands, right, Schlechtenberger?
Leads me to another thought. Commandant, do you not agree that if we take this so-called laughing machine, the inventor must go with it?
What was that, Schlechtenberger?
I was saying, sir, please, sir, not now. Not... at a time like this. Sir, I was saying...
Yes.
...that if we took this laughing machine, it naturally follows that its inventor must go with the machine to prevent the inventor from making machine number two.
You bet.
Oh, boy.
Boy, we can't get anywhere with him.
Isn't it a shame? Every time was an important decision to be made, the commandant stands around saying, you bet. Mellish?
Yeah?
What do you think? Here comes Akbar again.
Well, I think we ought to try to get it from
Back Bar, I...
Yes,
I have a wonderful idea. Have you ever seen our Space Academy there in East Walpole?
Why, no, I haven't.
I wonder if you'd like to spend a weekend there, well, along with your machine.
That's a very nice invitation, but I don't think the machine would care to go.
Oh, I think the machine should come, and you too.
Yeah, you both ought to come down. You like all the scientific
stuff. Yeah, you really will.
Well, perhaps I could break away for a weekend.
All right, let's leave now, shall we? Commandant, is that all right with you, sir? Should we leave now?
You bet she is.
So Lawrence Fechtenberger has artfully talked Akbar into bringing his invention to the Interstellar Space Academy, there to claim it for his own. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence say,
"We hope you're comfortable, Akbar. That will be your cell for the rest of your life."
In the next exciting episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know, the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable, not smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Bring to life refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair. Get in there. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Thank you, Kay. You too,
Bill.
Charlie. Nice of him to drive all the way in town just to do that.
And sir?
You have to drive all the way home again.
I'm speaking to our door prize winner. Have you eaten all of that salami that we gave you for the door prize?
That isn't the all of it. No.
I mean, you and the audience together, huh?
Yeah. I understand this building's coming down.
Yes, they hadn't planned to take this part of it down, but I think they've just added added this section to their plans.
Yeah, I guess it they could win them over there at 485, right?
The sooner the better, I think, would be very good if they went right to work tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to run along now.
Okay, and we'll see you back in our audience sometime soon. Ladies and gentlemen...
Wherever I go.
We're like to make an announcement that we are changing the door prize as of tonight.
Right, we're going to give a little bottle of cologne from now on.
And, not
expensive, but at least it will smell better.
Little better than this. And the ladies, of course, will use it, and the gentlemen can give it to their wives.
That's right. If a man wins it, he can use it if he wants. That's entirely his option. We would suggest, however, that he give it to his wife or lady friend, or give some to both of them.
And now it's time to get busy on tomorrow's program.
You get that fella out of the front row, please.
Yes.
He's disturbing us.
Always happens that way. Tomorrow we'll have some more features, and we'll be getting ready for a big Friday show tomorrow.
That's
right. So we'll be back. Say goodnight.
Because tomorrow will be Thursday.
Well, I say we'll be getting ready for Friday.
All right.
We'll be back in just 10 seconds.
Tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get bored.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
The Happy Boys Pilos guest again on Off the Godfrey Time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network. CBS Radio Network.